air and naval forces of the United States has launched a series of strikes against terrorist facilities.
Sunland Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
We have sanctioned acts of terror in Africa, Eastern Europe, and the Middle East.
We will not stand this aggression against the West.
It is the relentless pursuit.
We will make no distinction.
The USS Cole was attacked while refueling in the port of
this was an act of terrorism. It was a despicable encounter by
those who have the next time we're going to bring for you. You want to do good old tales?
I love that.
Until something stops him.
I'm just making sure we don't get hit again.
We must and we will remain vigilant.
بسبب التنافس المحلي الذي سيغير مستقبل السوق. قرروا زيادة الإنتاج
لتسويق.
It was 10 years ago.
Everyone missed something that day.
Everyone saw me.
Previously on Homeland.
I appreciate you looking out for Jessica. Like you did while I was gone.
You are my friend! You pissed me!
Carrie here.
It's me.
Where are you?
I'm taking some time. From home.
I know I have oatmeal, but none of you work your gold out here in the sticks. Sorry.
How do you know the tea I drank?
Did you spy on me? You are a spy, right?
You're telling me the fucking CIA thinks I'm working for Al-Qaeda?
I think you're working for Al-Qaeda.
We have a deal with Eileen.
What did she tell you?
They were just told to buy the house, go about their business till a visitor arrived. Which she did on Monday. She's sitting with the sketch artist right now.
Ask me anything.
Why did they kill Walker and not you?
I killed him.
Yeah, is you up there?
Affirmative.
Face the airport, Gildas.
We're looking for direct
targets.
Reserve M1.
That's a landing pad for Marine 1.
Oh, shit. A mile as well within a sniper's range. An expert sniper.
Saul.
We were wrong about Brody.
The POW was turned, but it wasn't him.
Eileen just ID'd Tom Walker. He's alive. He's the terrorist.
Help! Home is ready. Fought your war. Iraq, ring a bell.
Hey, come on, man. I'm hungry.
God bless you. God bless the little two. Thank you, little man. All right. Yo! Hungry here!
Is this the man you saw? Your father?
Is this your office?
Yeah, this is my office.
I thought you were a spy.
I guess, in a way.
How can you spy on anyone sitting in here?
Lucas, come on. What did we agree?
That everything had to be secret.
Right. And what else?
You get the extra questions first. Why'd you do that? Tuck your nose.
He told me he'd seen his father at school, watching him through the chain link. It never occurred to me it could actually be true. Tom was dead. That's what they told me.
I know, it's a lot to deal with.
You think? For years, I prayed Tom's alive. Now, you tell me he is, but he's turned into some kind of monster.
But I didn't say
that. Yes, you did. Brainwashed. That was the word you used. Planning an attack on his own country.
And that's what we believe.
So I don't know whether I should be celebrating or putting my son and I into witness protection.
What we need to do is find him before anything happens. You can help with that.
How could he be alive all these years and not call? When you say he's changed, that's the only reason I believe you.
Harry, can you send in Mrs. Walker, please?
He needs your help in there. Do you think you can do that?
Germany, you said Walker died in the middle of the night.
He was killed, yes.
Beaten to death?
I didn't see it. I heard it. But it was pretty clear.
And they made you bury him?
Yeah, outside the compound. Just like I said in my original debrief and 100 times since. So you want to tell me what this is all about?
I'm just reconfirming.
Oh, that's why they told me to drop everything and rush in here.
Well, his wife. Widow. She's trying to close the file. Just trying to oblige.
Like I said, mostly we were kept apart. All I know for sure is he's dead.
Thanks. I got what I need.
Thanks very much. Oh, so it's just a coincidence that I've been dragged in here to go over Tom Walker's death just 2 days after I told you I killed him?
I didn't tell them what you said. I would never do that.
Then why am I here?
I can't say.
Oh, sure. Of course not.
I can't.
You know, for somebody who lies all the time, I think you'd be better at it.
Brody.
Oh, please, just stop.
I'm sorry.
You don't fucking need to get information. Is that part of the job description? Or do you get a promotion for showing initiative?
What's that about?
Nothing. She's mad about having to answer the same questions over and over.
Okay.
He is. What?
I think I got a lead on Tom Walker. Interesting.
Call me back to Langley. Answer more questions about Tom. Again.
You don't have to explain where you are.
Jess, you have every right to be mad at me. I know I've been impossible. And I know I can't just vanish for 2 days without hurting you all.
8 years with 2 more days.
What's that supposed to mean? You don't even care because I do.
But
Brody, I hung on for 6 years. 6 years after they told me you were dead. 6 years after a Marine came to the door and said they were going to start paying death benefits. I waited for you because I wanted so much for you to be alive. Then I screwed up. I didn't wait long enough. I screwed up. I can't keep paying you for that.
You don't have to.
I can't. Chris will be home soon.
It's not your fault. None of it is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't want everything to fall apart.
Remember what you said about Walker when we found out he was watching his son? You said his family was his Achilles heel. That's what got me thinking about this.
About what exactly?
His son's possum at school. I thought maybe he'd try some other form of contact. Well, I think he did.
Chris, enter. Okay. Phone records?
Helen Walker's phone records. Galvez got them for me. Turns out there's something very interesting about them. Look at the timestamps.
8:10, 8:08, 8:14, 8:11.
All on weekdays. Made from various disposable cell phones.
So wait, Walker's been talking to his wife?
Oh, that's the point. At 8 a.m., she takes the kid to school. The calls come in when she's not there.
Listen. What is it?
Just listen.
Hey, this is Lucas. Helen, please leave a message after the tone with your name and address and the time you called and the date and why you called and for who and when.
And we'll call you back.
Hey, Margarita.
His Achilles heel. He calls just to hear their voices.
Who does? You can say he's clear. This is Special Agent Hall, our FBI liaison on the Walker task force.
That phone message. It's Walker's wife Helen and his son Lucas. He calls when he knows they won't be there.
Why?
Well, like Saul said, just to hear their voices on the answering machine, to feel like he still belongs. This is how we find Walker. We get Helen to pick up one morning. She draws him out while we track the GPS.
Well, how's her state of mind? Think she can handle it?
I can get her there.
That's your plan? You wait for him to call and then cross your fingers that the wife doesn't sink this whole mess by saying something she shouldn't? I mean, we have a critical situation here. A Marine sniper, turned by a wound in his ear, on U.S. soil, targeting his own country.
Yeah, that's what we told you.
Agent Hall has a suggestion how to proceed.
I was just telling the assistant director exactly how we tracked down Whitey Bulger.
Right, you put ads on TV.
We took the lead. We enlisted the public. What I'm saying is there's things to do besides sitting here waiting for him to call us.
Like you did with Whitey Bulger?
Exactly.
Who it took you 20 years to find?
Okay, so we all know each other. Walker's out there. We need to find it fast. Assess what our approach should be. I'd like a recommendation on my desk in 2 hours. Agent Hall.
Somebody gonna get that?
How about you?
I'm not getting it. I'm winning.
Not anymore.
What's this?
No!
Oh, no! I'll get it.
Where are all these aces coming from?
Hello? Mrs. Gaines. All right? Elizabeth? Uh-huh.
Does Miss Gaines...
Yes, of course.
You know that lady at church with the chauffeur?
No, I didn't know.
The chauffeur again? Like, one of those little dogs?
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, you're like a half idiot, half moron.
Dana.
Yeah.
Well, seriously.
I'll ask. She said she invited us to a party tomorrow night?
Oh, she did. I forgot to get back to her.
I'm supposed to tell you we're going to look back on it as the party of the year.
What does that mean? I don't know.
want to go?
I don't have to.
Are you just joking? Elizabeth Gaines promises the party of the year and you're actually thinking about not going. Well, I'm going if you're not.
Okay.
Oh, we'd love to. Thank you. Wow. Thank you very much. She's sending a car.
On 7.
Car?
Dad, when something good happens, you just gotta learn to say yes.
I've never heard you say anything remotely nice about Elizabeth. How come we suddenly have to go to one of her parties?
Because the alternative is sitting here watching you pack.
I have to.
No, you don't.
I leave the day after tomorrow.
You don't have to leave. That's my point. All your friends will be there.
I know.
Well, you can explain to them the necessity of this precipitous departure. Because I can't for the life of me. After 25 years together, I don't understand.
This is how you're going to be because I can't take a whole evening of it.
I want to be this way whether we go or not. The difference is that Elizabeth will be serving champagne.
Okay, we go for old time's sake. But my flight does leave the next morning.
Right.
And I'm going to be honest.
Right. I heard you. What?
Are you okay?
I'm a little busy, actually.
Can I come in? Estes put me in charge of the task force.
Congratulations.
Yeah, to you. It was on your recommendation. And because of the phone idea, which was also yours, but somehow became mine when you handed it to me today.
Just can't wait.
No. Saul, you look out for me. You always have. And you saw me arguing with Brody earlier today. I wasn't honest with you about that.
Yeah. I kind of got that.
When the surveillance on Brody was shut down, I contacted him. Personally.
How personally?
I had a support group first. And then we saw each other a few times. Look, I was chasing the wrong guy.
Chasing, good word for it.
Well, it's moot now. It's over.
It should never have happened. Do you get that?
Yeah, I do. Why else would I be here? Like I said, it's over.
You okay?
I'll survive.
Well, Tony Luck, Tom Walker calls his wife tomorrow morning. We track him down. We're all heroes by noon. Come on. Get some sleep. See you tomorrow.
So, we're good here. The son's just leaving for school.
Helen Walker?
She seems okay. I was about to give her a last-minute pep talk.
Great. Good to go, then.
You sound jazzed. Better than last night, anyway.
I was weaned on interagency non-cooperation. Nothing makes me happier than seeing the FBI stand around with their dicks in their hands, watching us work.
Lovely. They're ready to trace the call.
If it's even him, it will be. When he calls, you need to engage him. Keep him talking.
If you find him, so we can help him. Is that what everyone on this task force is saying? Let's help Tom Walker?
Helena, it's important you understand he hasn't done anything wrong. Not yet. We're all working to keep it that way.
Okay, we're a little early here. Are you set?
Talk to me. What the hell sort of trace is that?
Well, wild routing through a series of numbers. Two continents so far.
Okay, just set Mumbai. She needs to pick up before it goes to voicemail.
Helen? Helen, you need to get that. Hello?
Hi, this is Diane. Do you need your carpets professionally stained?
Okay, cut this, please.
We have a special offer just for you. Right now, you can get up to 5 rooms.
Cut it. Thank you. Reset, please.
Here, say you can do it.
I can't. I don't even know what to say.
He misses you. And Lucas, that's why he calls. You need to show him you feel the same way.
How? By saying I gave up, got remarried?
No. By saying you've told Lucas about him. You've shown him pictures. Enough that he actually recognized him. You've kept him alive in your son's thoughts. When Tom calls, tell him that.
Hello?
Fuck. He hung up.
I'll send the GPS data. Tell me we have something.
Signal originated at cell towers in northeast D.C. Call was most likely made within a mile of there.
So what do we have on street cams in the area?
Ivy City. Coverage is sketchy.
Well, let's see it. Come on.
Where's facial recognition? There you go. Again.
Hired driver, he'll come to the door. It's not like he's trying to avoid detection.
Have you noticed?
What?
They're not fighting. He's here.
Mom! Dad! The driver's here! Sweet! Come on, check it out!
So, how do we look?
Swear to God, I must be adopted.
You look beautiful.
You can stop staring now.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. I can feel it. So you, by the way, look handsome.
Who's going to tell me that when you're halfway around the world? We're chasing this guy at work. 20 of us from Langley plus the FBI. He's got this fatal flaw, this weakness we're trying to exploit. Kerry calls it his Achilles heel.
What is it?
Loves his wife.
See you two together, finally. Must be great to have her back.
Hope she never leaves.
He's even crankier than usual when you're gone. Do us a favor. Stay put this year.
Vivian, excuse me. Wow. Did I accidentally hit a nerve?
Accidentally? I doubt it.
Well, I may have heard rumors. Oh, my God. Look at them. Excuse me. Don't you look lovely?
Thank you.
Thank you for sending the car. You didn't have to.
Oh, well, I wanted to be sure you actually made an appearance. Saul? Do you know Saul?
Yes. Yes, we've met.
A couple times.
This is my wife, Jessica.
Saul Berrios.
Hi. The bars are there. Grab a drink and I'll introduce you around.
Thank you.
Elizabeth? You have that look.
Well, they are perfect, aren't they?
For what? What are you up to? You've been poking around about Brody ever since he became the poster child for DOD. There's some plan in the works for him.
Oh, I have a plan for everyone. You know that.
You're grooming him. For what exactly?
By the end of the evening, you just might find out.
All tucked in, finally. I've never heard so many reasons not to go to bed.
He's not even asleep yet. Matt's up there reading to him right now.
He seems very devoted to your son. Matt does. You were lucky to find him.
Yeah, I was. Very. And despite everything, being married to Tom, that was lucky too. I mean, having him in my life those years before he left.
What about you?
Me?
Who's in your life? No, I met somebody.
I don't think it's gonna work out.
So that's what we're tasked with, my squad, to safeguard this artwork, I guess you call it. It's in the one presidential palace that's still held by the enemy. So we shoot our way into the palace. We engage multiple targets down this long hall. We finally get into the room where this is, this national treasure we've risked our lives for, this solid gold bust of Saddam. And somebody's already replaced it with a Mr. Potato Head. Excuse me, gentlemen, for one second.
Okay, I have to ask.
I know what you're going to say.
So I'm not imagining. Everyone's
being really nice to us, yes.
That guy.
Head of the Democratic National Committee.
His wife practically jumped me. She said, I want you to think of me.
He is your new best friend.
Exactly. What's going on?
I don't know. Can I get some air?
Yes. What are you thinking about?
Thinking about all the things that happen to people's lives. Pull them together, split them apart. A million little events. Coincidences. Outside forces.
Mary leaves tomorrow, right? I've been there myself, so. 3 times. I know what it looks like, what it feels like. If you ever need to talk to somebody, believe it or not, I'm a good listener. You know, you were asking what Brody's being groomed for. You're about to find out.
Make yourself useful. Get the Brody's to the library.
Capitol Hill is calculating the political fallout following the press conference by 8th District Congressman Richard Johnson having a sexting scandal, sending nude and semi-nude pictures of himself to a number of congressional interns. Charges he vehemently denies.
This is a setup, a persecution. The facts will show these accusations to be completely without merit. My wife and I are going to get through this together, and no, I have absolutely no intention of deserting my office or the voters who put me there.
The congressman pledged to disprove the allegations and serve out his term. House Minority Leader Ellen Randle expressed disappointment at the news and has called for an ethics committee investigation to determine whether any other violation or how
to be gone in 2 days.
Randle refused to.
I have an idea who might replace him.
Scandal on Johnson's status as chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. The congressman has been a fierce opponent of the administration's efforts to allocate more funding for unmanned surveillance and drone strikes in the Middle East.
Dick Johnson, really?
That's his name.
Well, okay, you should think about changing it if he's going to be doing stuff like that.
Oh, you're drunk.
Not as drunk as I bet Dick Johnson is right now. You saw how everybody's looking at you, right?
They were looking at you.
They were looking at you. This was a really nice day at Central Park. Showed me a really good time. Dick
Fancy.
You guys said you'd be in bed by 11.
I stayed full.
Well, I think I missed this one.
Not one, you missed like three.
What's wrong with the elephant?
It's really new with Dad.
Shh. What? There, move over, I'm coming in. Oh.
Hello? Tom, is that you? Lucas said he thought he saw you at school.
Holy shit.
Hey, Carrie, we're live.
You sure?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it ring.
Notify the FBI team on the ground. Catch me in.
Where's Helen?
I don't know.
Stall. We're on. Get up.
I don't care. Come on. No GPS data.
Paul must have it locked.
We'll get past it, so I'm not just guessing here.
Hey, I'm on it.
You don't have to say anything. I know you're listening. I can feel you there.
Okay, I think we're there. Got it.
Tech 1.
Immediate left onto New York Avenue. Proceed 5 blocks and then left.
And I need you to know that I never gave up on you.
I never lost hope. But Lucas, he was getting so big. And a boy needs a father, that's what you always said. And it wasn't enough me raising him on my own.
Not if he was to have a future. Our son. But I never stopped loving you. Never. Not for 1 second. And when Lucas said he thought he'd seen that David at school, my heart was so glad.
Just the thought of it was a miracle. I don't care why you're back. I don't. I just see you are.
Helen.
Oh, baby, I've done a horrible thing.
No, Helen, no.
The trees of the song, you gotta get out of there! You hear me? Get out now!
Pass me into the TAC team.
Okay, you're connected.
Do not lose the target.
He's not the target, he's my husband!
Okay, what's your position?
Okay, straight, pushing east! He's moving towards the rail yard!
Negative. That position would be too exposed.
We've got a siding!
No, he'll stay where there's cover. Hello? Gavis, what just happened?
I'm not sure. I think TAC 1 is down.
Where? What is his position?
Mount Olivet Street.
Olivet.
Okay, they're on him.
Follow him.
Army in sight!
No, wait.
What do you mean?
They need to flank him on the next street. Contain him, but stay back. Galvez, tell me you copy.
It's too late. They're in.
Anyone care to tell me what happened?
TAC team followed Walker here. 2 casualties. Local Muslims here for morning prayer. We cleared the building, including the imam.
I think I saw him outside. Looked very unhappy.
Walker assaulted our team leader. Took his weapon. Operating theory is that he fired first.
That's very much in dispute.
Where's Walker?
We're looking.
Meaning you have no idea.
We were right on top of him. We'll find him again.
It better be soon.
I couldn't agree more.
Suggestions?
The way I see it, we're down to one option. We go public about Walker. Appeal for help finding him.
And what about what happened here?
Call him a terrorist. What happened here won't matter much.
So?
I'll draft the language.
Let's regroup at Langley. The sooner we get this done, the better.
How is it?
It's okay. Go back to sleep.
What are you doing here?
There's something you need to know.
Not at 6 a.m.
Tom Walker is alive.
You're lying.
No.
It's not possible.
It's true.
Well, I killed him with my own hands, just like I told you.
No. Abnazir made you think you did. There's a manhunt on for Walker. He's somewhere in the area. We're going public with the information in a few hours. I thought you deserved to hear it first. I wanted to tell you at Langley, but I couldn't. It was still classified. But I need you to know that I did not betray your confidence to anyone. I would never do that. I knew for a fact an American POW was turned. I didn't know Walker was still alive any more than you did. Don't hate me because I thought it was you.
I don't hate you. You just did what you had to. Just did your job.
No, it wasn't just my job.
Severe meltdown. Two innocents were killed. Muslims waiting for morning prayers. I got them. Oh, it's not okay. I said I'd be here to make breakfast, take you to the airport.
I'm here now.
I'm here.
Better I take a cab.
You know how far it is from here to Delhi? 7,503 miles.
Well, we're still gonna talk.
Sure. I'll text you. Please don't do this.
When I woke up this morning, saw you were gone, and it hit me that there hasn't been one day since I've been home that you were there at night, and then you were still there the next morning, and I couldn't even remember. When was the last time you were home for 12 straight hours? And I don't think you could remember.
My weakness. My Achilles heel. Every time they call me, I go.
I'm going to miss my plane.
Thank you. First news reports about Walker hit the air less than 5 hours ago. We've already had nearly 2,000 sightings. All of them probably nothing. If I'm Walker, I'm burrowing into my hole right now. Carrie. We're going to have tips a mile deep by morning. Be tough to wade through. We need to prioritize.
I had a kind of epiphany today.
About Walker?
I wish. No, about me. I'm going to be alone my whole life, aren't I?
Walker,
are you crazy?
The entire country is looking for you. You can't be here.
You people told me Walker was dead.
My friend!
You told me I killed him. You made me believe!
I don't know! Lady, you have to talk to Abu Nazir!
I'm through talking with Nazir. And you can tell him that. Tell him it's over.